Score One for Honesty by Jane McBride, based on a true story. Eli and Mitch stared at the broken plates. Now what? We believe in being honest. Articles of Faith 1:13. Eli ran to the window when he heard the pitter-patter of rain falling outside. He saw big black clouds and watched the rain hit the sidewalk.
Man, how am I going to practice now?
He said. Eli had just signed up for middle school football, and he had a game coming up. Eli's younger brother, Mitch, came to look out the window, too. That gave Eli an idea.
Hey, Mitch, want to help me practice my football passes?
Inside?
Mitch asked.
Mom would get really mad.
She won't find out. She's at the store. We just have to be careful.
Well, okay.
Eli ran upstairs to grab his football. Then he and Mitch started throwing it back and forth. Eli made a catch in front of the couch. Then another. He was getting pretty good. He threw the ball back to Mitch. The ball sailed over Mitch's head. Mitch jumped, his arms outstretched, but it was too high.
Oh, no!
The football had smashed into the shelf where Mom kept her fancy dishes. He and Eli rushed over and stared at the pile of broken plates.
Maybe we can glue them back together,
Eli said. Mitch grabbed a tube of glue from the cabinet, and they tried to fit the pieces together, but some were chipped and couldn't be glued back right.
Maybe we could throw the broken ones away. Mom might not even notice. We can space out the other dishes to fill in the gaps.
But as soon as the idea popped into his mind, he knew it was wrong. Eli had just become a deacon. He knew that honoring the priesthood meant he needed to be honest. When Dad ordained him, Dad said there might be times when he would be tempted to do the wrong thing, but that he would be able to make the right choice. Eli knew what he needed to do.
What are we going to do? Mom's going to be really mad.
We have to tell the truth.
When Mom got home with their baby sister, Annie, Eli and Mitch told her the bad news.
Mom, I know we're not supposed to, but we were playing football inside. I threw the ball too hard and it crashed into the shelf and broke some plates. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
Mom looked at Eli and Mitch. She looked sad for a moment, then said,
Thank you for being honest. I'm proud of you for telling me.
How can I make it right?
Well, you can start by helping me clean up the broken glass. Then while you help me with Annie, we'll talk about ways you can earn money to replace the plates.
After they cleaned up the mess, Eli spent the afternoon playing with Annie. He felt bad that he broke Mom's plates, but he learned that it will always feel good to be honest. The author lives in Colorado, USA. See the Family Manual, page 104, or Primary Manual, page 102.
End of the story, Score One for Honesty. Read by April Johnson, Miles and Daniel McClellan, and Rena Nelson.